I'm done with the new music.
Hip hoppy wop hop.
Made of fail.
We were unpopular before it was cool.
Come on, let's get this gay show on the gay road.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist. It makes sense now.
Yeah, it's all falling into place. Of course, that place is nowhere near this place.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome yet again to Made of Fail. I'm Kevin.
Hi, my name is Dana, and I hate instances.
Oh my god, Kevin, there's this horrible game. I don't know why you play it. Oh my god.
Fuck off.
What kind of loser are you?
Warcraft loser. Yeah, we touched on this last episode, and I got roundly made fun of, and it was totally deserved, and now I'm at level 68.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I get 500 gold, I can go flying to Northrend.
Oh, did they lower the price, or did you already
lower the price? It was higher?
Isn't it 1,000?
No.
Oh, they did lower it. Well, that's good.
1,000?
It was 1,000 and it was level 77, so count your blessings.
Glad I didn't start early. Glad I'm a noob.
So, long story short, listeners, Dana has been care-bearing her way through Warcraft, the easy mode.
Wait, care-bearing?
Yes.
Splainy.
Is this going to turn into an all-Warcraft, all-the-time episode?
Yeah, I like to think of it as the bullshitting around episode. Because we don't have a topic. No content, as promised.
Alright, well...
But I'll have some stories about some conventions later on, because my husband just got back from Illinois for Wizard World Chicago, so that was cool. But yeah, I want to bitch first.
Alright, well, go ahead.
Fucking instances. I think I was paraphrasing the great Randall Graves when I said this game would be great if it weren't for all the fucking players.
See, now, there's the random dungeon finder in Warcraft, which, let me explain this to people who don't play, is roughly about patch 3.3, which was the end of Wrath of the Lich King. They introduced a cross-server random dungeon finder, which let you just put yourself into a queue, much like the PvP queue always worked, and it would match you to a random group and bring you to a cross-server instance of either your choice of levels that were appropriate to you or completely random for bonus gold and extra
stuff.
Extra stuff. In the higher levels, it's extra badges, which turned into justice points and valor points, and lower levels, it's just extra gear.
I like how you said this is for people who don't play Warcraft, but I do, and even still, I can barely understand what the hell you're talking about.
Well, see, that because you're coming in, like, 7 years down the line.
I know. Let me try to noob it up a little bit. It's, you press a button, you get in line, and, you either specify a dungeon or say, I'm feeling lucky, and they put you in a dungeon with a bunch of random people. And you have to fight your way through it without, you know, running into total assholes, which
is
not possible.
That's what I said. So, the good part is that people don't have to be sitting in the major cities, Stormwind and Orgrimmar, and Dalaran, Shattrath, etc., sitting in the looking for group channel and trying to justify why a group should grab a rogue when what they're looking for is three range DPS with crowd control, or why they should take you as a healer if you're not raid geared, and brought it into just random matching people who have roughly the same gear as you do, if possible, and roughly about the same skill level as you, if at all possible.
I thought it was just a level matchy thing.
it's a level matchy thing. As you're leveling, it get the algorithm for that gets a lot more complicated when you're at max level, because at max level you have the starter level 85 gear, which is what you end up with when you level, and then there's heroic gear, which is better, and then there's raid gear, and now there's higher raid gear that's starting because they brought out the Firelands raid, which are even more powerful. So if you had 3 DPS, which were in Firelands raid gear, with a tank and a healer who haven't started doing heroics yet, there's going to be some issues, because those DPS are going to be pulling threat and getting themselves killed like nobody's business. So the random dungeon finder tries to match people with roughly the same gear level to try to alleviate that.
The problem is there's no asshole filter.
No. And Blizzard tries what they can, but there's really no effective way to get rid of the jerks. And the thing about the random dungeon finder is, yes, it's a lot faster getting a group.
Yeah, it is.
The other side of that is that there's no real incentive for doing dungeons the way they're supposed to do, because people rush through them as fast as possible to get rewards.
Oh my god, that guy the other day.
Yeah, that's, get used to that.
I don't want to. I want our guild to be higher levels so we can all do shit together.
Well, we need more than, like, 3 people in it.
Well, got 13, but most of those are us.
Yeah,
Tessa.
That's what I mean. 3 people.
No,
anyway,
seriously,
so.
we ran into this dungeon. Me and Kevin were, Kevin and I were doing an instance the other night, and our tank, the guy who's... Huh?
I heal, as I tend to do.
Yeah, you're the healer. I was DPS. And basically, I just run around going, like, I want to sword things until they die. So I did. So we had our tank, which is, for those who don't know, it's the it's the role that you're supposed to fill. What you do is you go up, draw the attention of the bad guys,
and survive it.
Yeah, and survive it. So
the role of the tank
everybody
is
else,
to keep
you know,
things
kill.
Off of other people. It's not to gather up as much things as you can and then run away.
Yeah, so this tank we had grabbed, like, 20 different skeletons and brought them into a group of enemies is called a mob. So he grabs this one mob and he drags it into another fucking mob, and it's like 40 fucking skeletons. Kevin can barely keep up with the healing, and then he just keeps running.
I don't know, I can keep up with the healing.
Yeah,
I just couldn't physically get in line of sight of the guy. Yeah.
Oh, what an asshole. And then he grabs a boss, and he drags the boss into another mob in another room, and I'm like, what are you doing?
In the meantime, I'm barely trying, because I have no way to increase my speed, because I'm a freaking priest. I have no way to increase my speed, so I'm frantically running, trying to get in line of sight of this guy, because I can heal. I like to think that I'm a pretty good healer. I've done healing for about 5 years now on all 4 of the different healing classes. I like to think I know what I'm doing. I can't do shit
if you're not
there. If you're halfway across the instance and I can't reach you. Yeah, so get used to that, Dana.
I don't want to.
Oh,
I'm getting less shit from random people now, because I found a decent two-handed weapon. And
you were holy DPS. You were holy DPS that was caster, and that was made solo viable in Cataclysm with the bonus, the talent bonuses that they've given to both Holy Shock and Exorcism, and they removed the cooldown in it, so you could basically use Exorcism as the constant fire spell attack as a holy paladin. That's designed for you to be, say, soloing, so you can. It doesn't take you 10 minutes. Because I remember leveling a holy paladin back in Burning Crusade when all I had to do basically was just melee it with Seal of Righteousness going, and keep myself alive and wait like 6 minutes for the thing to finally drop.
Back in my day, they used to have to take 20 years to get to level 40. 50,000 gold to get a horse.
There's on Warcraft Insider, there's the hunter columnist. His character's name is Frostheim. what he likes to do every once in a while, when especially when new patch information hits the public test realms and people are bitching about how they're changing everything and making it easier or making it harder, he loves making grandpappy Frostheim posts and say, "You think you've got it hard? We had to." Oh, and I remember, and I played a hunter back in those days.
Iron Forge both ways and uphill in the snow.
Oh, no, he goes and makes all the valid points where you had to, when you were a hunter, you not only had to go and find a pet, but you had to manage not only its happiness, but its loyalty, and you had to go and tame other pets to learn their skills so that you could teach it to the pet that you wanted to use. And people didn't let you raid with it anyway because it was such crap DPS. So by the time that you were done, there's really no point to it. So
can I ask
what the point is
for pets in this patch? Because as far as I can tell, I've got a few and they just sort of hover around.
Okay, there's a difference between class pets. The classes that have actual pets are hunters, warlocks, and mages if they're specced frost. And in that case, that gives you a water elemental. That's a pet. Everything else is
a cosmetic pet. Companions.
They call them companions, and they're basically cosmetic pets. So you have them. You have one out at a time, and it's basically so you can have something cool or cute, or if it's something rare, so you can show off to people that
seriously,
you have
it distracts me.
Well, then don't have it out.
But I want the achievement.
Well, you can have the achievement. You don't have to have the pets out. So, but no, as far as hunter pets go, there's the class pets, and they do damage, and they fill a variety of different functions.
I don't like the undead hunter pet. You get a black widow. First thing off. Like, really?
And you can't change it to level 10.
Legion of spiders.
Anyway, so the point is, you've been realizing. See, I've been grumbling every time I've had issues with Warcraft, and you've made fun of me.
Yep.
And now you understand.
Yep.
So,
let me tell you a little bit of my adventures as a holy paladin.
Oh,
now, when you're playing a paladin, you get three different ways you can sort of build it. You can build it to be a defender, or somebody who does raw damage, or somebody who can heal. Sounds simple enough. I was specced so that I could heal. All right. Now, I don't micromanage everything. I just play the game as if it were just a really big console game. So I'm playing it completely wrong, and I get shit for it. So I go into dungeons as holy, and I'm spamming my exorcism spell, which is, you know, the big damage range.
That's your nuke. Yeah.
And people just keep giving me crap like, no, I can heal. I can heal. I'm the best, you know, healer in the world. Of course, they'd get us all killed. Like every single time somebody's been bragging about what a good healer they are, they always end up getting us all killed. I like to have it so that I can do damage mainly and heal if it be in an emergency, which I had to do the other night. Anyway, it's not like you don't have healing spells when you're specced for damage, but they're crap. But
you used to be able to
handy.
Yeah, you used to be able to do just fine as long as you carried your healing gear with you, and it was not as big of a deal if you like in emergency swap into your healing gear. You're still retribution spec or even protection spec, and start dropping heals. You're not going to be as mana efficient as you would if you were actually holy, but it's good enough to get you through the pull and then res the healer or find a new healer and then go back to hitting things with the sword.
So here's what happens. So our healer leaves the party halfway through a dungeon. Asshole.
The separate instance, not me.
Yeah, no, yeah, not you.
Clarify.
no, you're an asshole too, but in a different way.
Completely different.
So I'm in this instance, and our healer leaves the party. And our tank is all like, hey, can you heal? I'm like, I can, but I really don't like to. I'm not good at it. And can we please just sit here and wait
for a priest? Well, you cute as damage.
Yeah, I know. Shut up. I'm telling a story. And so the guy's like, we'll just try it for a little while. And he dashes off. And I'm desperately trying to, like, I have a really hard time keeping track of several things at once. I'm not that good in dungeons. But I especially can't keep track of everybody's different life bars, and I don't have, you know, hotkeys mapped how I want them and that sort of thing. I don't know. I just play it just completely stupid. And I don't have very good reflexes. So I'm not a good healer. I had a couple of priests that I was playing, and I decided, you know what, I don't want to get really high level on them.
Well, that's the great thing about priests, is that there's the shadow spec, which lets you kill things with mind lasers.
Yeah, but I really love to solo. So I like to have healing available. Like, I just took out this thing that was, you know, suggested three players. I took it out by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy's like, well, just heal. Just try it. And so he's running through this dungeon. I'm trying desperately. I keep people alive for maybe 5 seconds. Then we get to a boss, annihilated. He's like, you didn't heal that one time. I said 20 fucking times. Please no. Please no. Can we wait? Stop. Slow down. No. Seriously, like, just... Ugh. Why am I bitching about not getting respect on the internet? Oh, and then this is the one of my very first ones was like, you know, hey, are you really a chick? Can I see your boobs?
Unfortunately, get used to that also.
I've only run into one.
Well, the great thing is that you can ignore them.
Seriously, guy? Seriously? Do you really want to be the cliche? I know I could ignore them, but I just wanted to get through the dungeon. And he honestly wasn't that bad of a tank, so... I just ignored it and, you know, did my job.
See, the problem with the random dungeon finder, I've got so many rants about this. I tried having a Holy Paladin blog a little while ago, and then I just didn't give a shit anymore, so I stopped it.
Kind of like how you had a Straight Guy Reviews thing going on.
I told everybody all my writing is on hold while I get this writing project done, okay?
Darling, you might want to lay off on a few projects, because you keep taking them on and taking them on.
I told Trekkie Girl that I wasn't ambitious, and she just looked at me.
It's like you're playing Jenga with your projects.
Well, but they're all fun, and they're all good, and then I don't have time.
Get one done first! Then you move on. Anyway, so you were saying about your...
Anyway, I have this issue with the random dungeon finder. I mean, it's wonderful. I'm glad that they brought it out, because it's so much easier getting instances now. But it's just done so much worse for the instance running community, in that it's just people don't care anymore. It's just about getting the badges and getting out as quick as possible.
Say much for their sex lives, does it?
People on Warcraft have sex lives?
Hi? Wait, no, that's a lie. I'm married.
People on Warcraft have sex lives?
Shut up, Kevin. Hey, I showered the other day. That puts me, like, 3 levels above everybody else.
Shower once in a while. Yeah, okay.
Shut up. So, anyway.
Guess what? I shower every day. Because that's what you do. When
I
you go out and see people.
Actually alternate shower bath.
Oh.
Because I wash my hair every day.
Well, that counts. So, anyway, that's not the point. The point, we're tangenting.
So? We don't have a topic.
I think we've had a topic for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, but nobody's listening, so just keep going.
Remind me why I do the show again.
For the fame, money, and women.
You couldn't say that with a straight face, could you?
No. Give me a minute. I'm good. I'm good.
Do we need to put up like an intermission?
I'm good.
All right. Our hosts are experiencing technical difficulties right now.
Your host is a technical difficulty.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there. So,
else? Guess what else? People keep telling me I'm, you know, to just get through the starting area, But you know what? I don't like Death Knight.
You know, it took me forever to get used to it too. I mean, I found one thing that I liked about it, and then it worked for me. But until then, I couldn't get into it. So there's nothing wrong with not getting into it.
I'm too used to using mana as a resource instead of like this weird runic system thing.
So don't rogue or warrior ever either.
Yeah, I know. I've played rogue and warrior, and it sucks.
Okay, well,
I love
there you
that.
Go.
Can I say? Oh, I like mage.
Mage is fun.
Hard to solo.
Very. Mage
don't,
is...
Don't get hit.
Mage is the glass cannon. Yes. You'll find that leveling as Frost gives you additional survivability, not only because of the extra bubble that you get, but you also slow all the enemies down so you can kite them around.
Yeah, here's what I like doing. Fire it to death.
Fireworks by having it dead by the time it reaches your feet.
Yes, and it works very effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is, I go into a dungeon, and I don't have to deal with anything except just, like, standing back and shooting fire at it.
That's how it works.
So much easier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get any shit for playing a fire mage. But it is really hard to solo them, because you can't heal at all, almost. So I'm playing with George. He just bought Cataclysm, so... We've got a couple of Worgen. He's a druid and I'm a mage. And it works out really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he likes ranged, but I'm like, well, we need somebody to heal. Get it? Worgen heal.
You are so completely original, Dana. No one's ever made those jokes before. Ever.
I looked really good, too. I really liked my character. You could even say I was a hot dog.
No. That's a buzzer.
Oh, I died my first, like, 5 seconds in. And just sitting there going, doggone it.
Bark was worse than your bite.
Did you hear about the Warcraft playing dog? When you say heal, he says roof, roof, out of mana.
It's really giving me pause.
Ooh. What fur?
God damn it, I'm too tired to continue. Next time. Time to get it.
Yeah, it's if you're gonna play with somebody who can heal and do damage, and somebody who can do damage, it's a really good combo.
Those are good combinations.
Still waiting for my top hat.
You'll get it.
I know. I can't wait. I really like Worgen. I think the starting area is awesome. And I spent my entire first night playing Worgen, saying how bitchin' it was before I realized what a bad pun that was. No idea. Because. Bitch. Dog.
We got it. It just wasn't funny.
How are you?
Tired. We've been doing wedding planning. I'm sure you guys all want to hear about more wedding planning details from me.
Actually, I bet they do. You're going to get like 5 people. If you had said this on Twitter, there would be like 5 or 6 people going like, oh, we want to hear it. I know. I want to hear it mostly because I like watching you suffer.
So, we had the tasting for the caterer, and I told you guys what the caterer we were going with, Sweet Baby Ray's doing barbecue. Mm, mm. And so we had a tasting, and I think there's going to be something that everybody can have. So, we went with the 3-entree, 3-side-dish package.
What are your entrees?
Entrees are Texas brisket.
Oh my god, I'm right there.
Pulled pork, which is their most famous specialty. And we wanted a vegetarian option. They have this thing, they don't even put it on the menu unless somebody asks for it, but it's this pasta with this like the smoked tomato cream sauce, and they do like roasted vegetables in there and top it off with mozzarella cheese. It's really, really good.
If I was a vegetarian, that would sound delicious, but I'm really carnivorous, so dibs on the brisket.
Okay. I'm carnivorous, and I wanted that after I tasted it. So, I mean, well, there'll be enough for all three. And then the sides, they're the macaroni and cheese, which is a staple. I mean, I know that all of my cousins are going to be just having pretty much that and only that. And then a simple tossed salad and some roasted vegetables.
Sorry, I'm 12.
Good night, Dana.
So fired. So what else do you have to do? What's on the checklist?
We just need to find a minister, figure out music, and then the rest of it is just waiting until it gets closer and then the whole logistical nightmare that will eventually arise.
Yep. Yes, it will.
Trekkie Girl's aunt is a graphic designer, like professional graphic designer, and has offered us for our wedding present from her She's going to do all the invitation and save the date printing and everything for free.
Nice. Oh, I hate you.
And she does all these great things. She had this great idea that we're going to do for the save the date card. So don't tell my family this. So don't
maybe
tell.
You might not want
to. My family doesn't listen to this. They don't. It's sad, but they don't. Don't tell Carl. I wanted him to be surprised by this too when it comes.
Oh, he'll listen. He does listen to the show.
Oh, well, then I guess Carl, you'll find out when it comes. But the save the date cards mm-hmm. are going to be scratch off lottery tickets.
Oh God, that's awesome!
Because she knows how to do that. You have to come to the wedding.
Oh. What happens if you win?
You get to go to the wedding.
Dude.
So that's going to be pretty great.
Oh God, I can't wait for this. This is going to be epic and awesome. And
mm-hmm.
going to post footage, right?
We'll see what we can do. Also, you are invited to the rehearsal dinner at my parents' house. They're going to do a big barbecue in the backyard. So,
the last time you were talking about your parents barbecuing, I was sitting there like wanting to eat the microphone.
And now you will. Well, not the microphone. They're cooking. But now you will.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
I'm going to overeat and I'm going to get really sick.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm nervous about it too.
No. I just want to let you know because I know you.
Uh-huh.
In case you end up having to be in the bathroom during the entire ceremony.
Yes.
Tessa is going to stand in for you. She'll be there. She's one of my groomswomen, but she'll stand in for you as best man.
I will take every imaginable pill to
okay.
make sure that
but
I'm at your side.
Just in case. I mean, she's my alternate in case you can't come because you're... I don't know,
in the
hospital.
The first maid of honor cannot perform her duties.
The role of Dana will be played by...
Oh, that's not going to go very well.
Due to illness.
You know, I know it's like a year away. Do you know how hard I'm sitting here looking for some sort of appropriate wedding toast speech thing? Like, I need it to be funny and silly and goofy, but not offensive, and I have no
to my
idea.
Family, which is pretty much only the only people that are going to be there, yes.
I know, I'm trying to find something that's appropriate, but also still kind of me, and I don't know if those two concepts mix.
They really, really, really don't.
I'm trying to find some really good quotes or something, or tell stories. Or...
Just end up reading a grocery list or something.
Oh, I could make it really dirty.
End up not reading a grocery list or something.
Oh, Kevin cued into the random dungeon finder of love. And ended up... Maybe not.
Do you want to come to the wedding?
Yes. Yes. Mostly because if I don't see it, I'm not going to believe that anybody was willing to do it.
You've met Trekkie Girl.
I know. It's still insane. Poor girl. You know, she's like, oh, God, you've got a link to the wedding picture, or the engagement pictures on this episode's show notes, because seriously?
They're not going to be up by then. It's a limited thing while they're up for people to show, but we are going to...
We'll just scan it, because seriously...
No, let me finish. So we picked out this really high-end photographer, because if we're going to spend money on, something, it's going to be the photography. So we had these engagement pictures taken, and they came out really, really nice. We only liked about 10 of them, because... You know, they take a whole bunch of them and not all of them come out well. But the guy was really nice and we did a whole bunch of different poses and we narrowed it down to 10, which were really, really nice. And so we get 2 for the parents. And then what we did additionally is they have a package where they have a the guest book, where they have this 5-page guest book where one side is the picture and the other side is black, and then we get like those metallic ink pens. So on every reverse side from the picture, it's a guest book and people can sign it, and there's 5 of our favorite pictures of that, and then we get to keep the book, and then with that we get the CD with the high-res RAWs and the permission to use them. And so once we have that, or should be in about 4 to 6 weeks, then we'll put them up.
Because I was going to say, I was showing those to about 6 or 7 other people.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them said, she is way out of your league.
Oh, she is.
One of my friends
is, so completely is.
Actually, one of my friends said that kind of gives him hope, because he's an antisocial nerd, and you know, the fact that you can score such a hot chick as Trekkie Girl.
You know what? Let me... who is this? What's his name?
I don't want to say.
What's a nickname? What's something?
I don't want to incriminate.
All right, well...
I'll type it into you.
No, no, because I'm going to do something, and... all right. This person who you know who you are. Here's the secret. Confidence. I know we keep going into this on previous episodes of the show, but the Trekkie Girl and I have actually had this conversation back when she rejected me the first time and then asked me a week later if that offer was still valid, which is my favorite story ever, and she hates it when I keep repeating it, is that what drew her attention to me is that I was telling my stupid jokes and making my bad puns, and I appeared to not give a shit what people thought of it. I was going to do what made me happy and not care. And she thought that
there's
was
a way to do that in a nice way and a way to do that in an asshole way.
Well, so I wasn't an asshole about it. I was being the goofy uncle, which I'm going to be good at when I'm actually an uncle.
You know what a funny uncle means, right? You do, don't you?
Not particularly.
That's slang for an older male relative who molests the younger kids. Maybe you should.
In nobody's families that I know has that ever been a connotation. I don't know what you grew up with. That has never, ever, ever been a connotation that anybody that I've... That's I'm not... Urban Dictionary doesn't mean anything. Of all the people that I've known, that has never, ever been a connotation that's been a thing.
It's not super common, but it's been tossed... Actually, to be fair, it's more of a Southern thing, I think.
Well, that explains
think about
it.
How many... Yeah.
Oh, the South.
It is hot as
Adam is going to be punching me in just a second. But see, it's confidence. Is that you gotta be your. The point is, you know, be yourself. Don't be trying to be somebody you're not. Don't be staring off into the distance. Just be the funny, personable person that you are online.
To other people.
Without the swearing and the goatsy and the. Other stuff like that.
Cats and the
But you know, be that, and you'd be surprised how many people are willing to talk to you again. And you'd be surprised how many people
really?
Those are
I've
female.
Tried being how I am online, offline, and nobody ever wants to talk to me again.
That should be a lesson for you.
Maybe I'm just special and unique.
Sure, we'll go with that. So,
basically, person who you know who you are, stop trying to tell yourself that, and stop using the excuse to me that you're really awkward and shy, because the more you say it, the more it's going to become true. You got to kind of lie to yourself every day.
Pretend that you have confidence, and...
Yeah, and it'll usually stick.
It'll end up being true. Just be yourself, and damn the torpedoes, basically.
Yeah, I'm socially awkward. It helps that Trekkie Girl is such a huge nerd. See,
yes.
If you're a huge nerd, Nerd Girl's totally the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
There are super hot ones out there. Look at your fiancé. Well, not too much, or Kevin will punch you, but... Seriously. I mean, there's really hot...
People have said that when seeing these engagement pictures, that she stepped out of Lord of the Rings because she wore this white...
I know, that's what I said. She had, like, Arwen hair. It was gorgeous. I died when I saw her hair.
You know how long it took her to do that?
Probably about 3 hours.
Probably.
Never spend that much time on my appearance. God.
But no, that's what the secret is. That's what she told me, drew her to me in the first place, is that I had, she said the word is chutzpah.
And you were faking it the whole time, weren't you?
Actually, by that point I wasn't, but if you had asked me about 3 years ago when I started having friends, it was.
3 years ago when you started having friends.
More like six. But the point is, when I started having friends in real life, when I got over the whole awkward, I don't know how to be around people, high school kind of phase, the phase that you're in, person, you know who you are. Once I got over that and realized, hey, you know, this shit isn't flying, I faked confidence, and then it turned out that I wasn't faking it. So you just, and then it becomes a habit that you don't want to break.
It's the George Costanza gambit. Do the opposite of everything that your instincts tell you to do, and you'll end up working for the Yankees.
Basically. So.
Yeah, you basically just have to say, fuck it.
But girls like that, and for the reverse, for girls that are nervous, or gay guys that are nervous about this, there are guys like that, but they're not going to drop into your lap. That comes later. But they're not gonna fall into your arms just because you're there. You gotta work at it. You gotta make an effort. Don't try too hard, but you gotta, you know, clean yourself up, take showers, and you gotta just try to be around people.
Ooh,
and
I got a good one. Visualize your ideal self and sort of like act like you're that guy, and eventually you'll become that guy.
Okay, you know what you just said?
No, don't dream it, be it.
No, actually, I was going to say, more relevant to the geek crowd, what you just said was that you should reject their reality and substitute your own.
Very good. Very good.
So, it works. It really does.
I'm one of the most socially awkward people on the face of the planet, but it sure as hell doesn't show. Until you try to get me to leave the house. Do you know what I've noticed?
What have you noticed?
I keep having these horrible, horrible panic attacks when I want to, like, just leave the house and go somewhere, right?
Because follow your instincts.
That's where all the normal people are. That's where all the people I don't know what they're like are out there, right? So I have very bad social anxiety in situations that I'm unsure of. But if you throw me into a nerd convention, I am fine.
It's because you're surrounded by people who understand you.
I am among my own kind.
Mm-hmm.
I automatically have something in common with every single person there, and we all have common ground automatically, and that's why I'm not nervous at nerd cons. I mean, I'm a little nervous, but it's nowhere near as bad as if I'm just trying to go out to CVS for, you know, a can of Pepsi or something.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of nerd cons, okay, so my husband just got back from Wizard World Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, he was talking for months about this, how much he wanted to go see Bruce Campbell. Because Bruce Campbell is his fucking hero. And it's entirely possible he has some sort of unexplained man crush on him that he's in denial about. But, he dressed up as Ash, and he finally got to meet Bruce Campbell, and he got his photo taken, and he got to the panel and there was the Q&A and he was all like, how can I be as awesome as you? And Bruce is like, as awesome as me? Stop trying, sir. And he just moved on. Like, that whole panel, I'm going to link to it because it's hilarious. It's four parts.
But, see, but that's not what Carl told me he said.
Yeah, I know, but video doesn't lie. Carl's memory is not the greatest thing on earth. Neither is mine, but at least I know how to quote things properly.
Hey, Dana.
Hey, Kevin.
Does paint have fumes?
Oh, my God. Let's not do that. Jesus Christ.
I love Carl, but...
I love my husband very much, but sometimes you just can't trust his brain. He's very pretty. He's very, very pretty. I love him. I shouldn't be making fun of him on the show. He's my darling. Coming up on 7 years this October. Speaking of gold medals, he needs one. Being married to me all this time. I wouldn't put up with my shit. Are you crazy? So yeah, he had the best time. Oh, and he met Noah Hathaway, who played Atreyu in The NeverEnding Story. And he kept calling me up going like, he's so tiny! He's so tiny! And he saw him like 6 or 7 times over the course of that weekend. And we got him on video saying hi to Scarlett because she was all squeeing about it. Like, oh, I love him. And we're like, oh, okay, let's get some video. So she spazzed about that and proposed to both of us. So Scarlett's our Twitter wife. I live in a polygamous den of sin. It's awesome.
Substitute awesome for...
No, it's awesome. I love her. And Also, since Carl was just sort of hanging out, and you know how he is around people? Like, he's just chill no matter what, even around celebrities. I mean, like, he was kind of, like, googly-eyed about it after the fact, and, you know, the closest to fan squeeing I've ever seen him was over the Bruce Campbell thing, right? Mm-hmm. But he's talking to Noah Hathaway, and, you know, he was just chilling like a boss, talking like a dude, that sort of thing. And Noah said that if he goes to Wizard World New Orleans next year, he's going to email him. And Carl was passing out business. He gave away all the business cards and all the rest of the pins.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, PR agent for us. And so anyway, he's going to email Carl and be like, hey, do you want to hang out and go drinking and shit? So he was kind of spazzing a little bit about that. And what's hilarious is that when Carl was young and pretentious... As opposed to old and pretentious.
Like us.
He used to be, I'm not pretentious. No, I can't say that with a straight face. But when he was working in Jackson Square reading tarot cards for a living, he called himself Atreyu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he told that to Noah, so I'm going to do it. Because I'm a bitch like that. But it's adorable. If you can't embarrass yourself in front of people, have your wife do it for you.
Yes, that's exactly the lesson that you want to be conveying
here.
Fun
marriage, Kevin.
That's exactly the lesson you want to be conveying here.
Oh, stop. No, it's funny. It's embarrassing, but it's sweet. It shows how much that movie meant to Carl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If it was, like, really honestly embarrassing, like a naked photo or whatever, well, I'd have it in my desk somewhere, but you know what I mean. There's a difference between, like, sweet embarrassing and, oh my god, I'm going to kill you embarrassing. I'm still trying to find out what that line is, but...
You just need practice.
Yeah. Need friends. Nobody likes me. Except for all the people who already live here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone keeps thinking I keep talking about my boys on Twitter, and everybody thinks I live in some sort of, you know, polyamorous den of sin, and it's like, no. No. Okay, last time, married to Carl, one gay couple at the other end of the house, one single guy in between us. It is very, very weird, but it works for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
you guys are just one wacky sitcom away from having your own theme song.
Chuck is a wacky sitcom.
All right, well, get a theme song.
People keep giving you shit about how you're engaged and you have a girl, a roommate. Oh, my God. And I'm like, what would they think of me? Oh, Do you remember the story that I told a few episodes ago where I told my grandpa that Chuck and John were
feral gays?
The feral gay story, like, you are they docile? Okay. He gave me a new one the other day.
Uh-oh.
New grandpa story.
new grandpa story.
New grandpa story. So I'm on the phone with him, and George had actually gone to pick up Carl, like, drove all the way to Illinois and back.
Crazy.
So I could get some of my stuff from my sister's house.
I told him to stop by my work on the way back on Tuesday, and they didn't call me.
Well, they got a late start on Tuesday, and Carl had to work Wednesday morning. So, yeah, I don't know, whatever. They didn't get home until 1:30 in the morning. Anyway, so they stopped off to see my grandpa, so my grandpa at least knew he at least met George. And he couldn't remember his name, but so we're talking about my roommates. And he's like, now who all lives there again? You got the one guy, and then you got the gay couple. I don't know. I guess they just do what they want. But you know, now how do you all, are you all friends? And I'm like, yes, we're all friends. We all get along. I'm like, George is one of my really good friends, and then Chuck and Carl have known each other. They've been best friends for 11 years. And my grandpa goes, well, Carl ought to, you know, he's got to be more careful. You know, walking around, he's going to get a reputation.
Like, oh, grandpa.
Because, like, a reputation for what? Well, for being gay. And I'm like, really? First of all, you can't tell from looking at him. Chuck is the butchest looking gay man I've ever known.
Hey, I'm from Chicago, where, you know, we got gays in all spectrums, trust me.
A whole rainbow spectrum. But it's like, really? Why is that, like, a bad thing, though? Like, I know he was born in 1922, and that's just the way he thinks. And
He's trying.
He tries to be, you know, give him credit for that. He spent, like, 50 years.
He doesn't have an issue with it. He just wants you guys to be careful.
He thinks, because, you know, it'd be dangerous if we were thought of as gay.
No, they're docile.
And what's weird, you know, is because it's really contagious, and if you catch gay once, you are more susceptible to gay in the future.
He thinks that Carl has the gay now?
You can't hear this, but Chuck is actually in the living room, two rooms away, laughing hysterically, listening to me record this. He's coughing, actually. You okay?
Oh, he's coughing? You better not go near him, you'll catch the gay.
Oh, I better not go near you. Kevin says that I'll catch the gay because it's airborne.
It's an airborne fabulous event.
Airborne fabulous event. You're going to listen to this episode now, Chuck? Yeah, okay.
I love you, Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that was a gay thing to say.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, I've had gay a few times, and I'm really susceptible now. You know, the more you get it, the worse it gets.
We are going to get hate mail.
No, we're not. It's funny, because it's like, really? It's 2011, dude.
Some of my best friends are.
Oh, really? Really, dude? Really? Oh, I just got over my last case of gay. I was talking to Scarlett, and it just now wore off, and now I'm gonna.
Oh, speaking of an awesome spectrum of stuff in the city.
Speaking of an awesome spectrum.
Speaking of an awesome spectrum of people in the city, you remember my friend Rowan, who was on the Doctor Who episode.
The one who did the Dalek impression that was the creepiest motherfucker.
With no voice modulation. That was all
like,
him.
That's what made me realize, in Final Fantasy terms, Daleks are Kefka.
Basically.
He sounded just like Kefka.
He is going to be taking myself and Tessa to this one night only. He's big in on the experimental theater side of the city. He's the one of the chair members of the Bruised Orange Theater Company. They're the ones who did the dramatic readings of the Craigslist ads I told you guys
right,
about.
Right.
There's another friend of his that's doing a fully staged dramatic reading of the weirdest and zaniest stuff ever in DC Comics in costume.
Oh my god, that's beautiful. Oh, Speaking of dramatic readings,
I'm not done talking about this one. You always do that.
you paused. I thought you were done.
I paused for dramatic effect.
Okay, well, I don't care about your drama.
All right. Anyway, this is a one night only show. I don't think I can record it, but I'm definitely going to be talking about it after the fact. It's going to be awesome. I think, and I'll have to get some more clarification from Rowan about this. I think that this is going to get some more attention on this guy. I can't remember his name. This guy's other theater stuff by doing this. But regardless of the fact, it's going to be awesome. So I'm really looking forward to it. I need to get the details from him, but I'll call him later. I'll have seen it by the time this episode goes up, but next episode I will definitely have things to report from it. Which is just in time, because we'll be talking about some other DC stuff, interestingly enough.
Yes, we will.
So.
Yes, we will.
It's like excellently timed.
It's almost as if it was planned.
So that's what I'm looking forward to right now. So.
Can I talk now? Now that you're done with your little things, can I...
Do you have to?
Stuff? Yes.
All right.
Speaking of dramatic readings, that guy with the glasses, Nostalgia Chick and Todd in the Shadows and Elisa in Time and Nella and Paw and everybody, they found a really bad fanfic and they acted it out and the results were the most glorious thing you've ever seen. It was just basically, an Obscurus Lupa. So somebody wrote a fanfic about how Lupa kept rejecting Todd, and so he sighed and moaned and you know, moped a lot and decided to move on about 20 different times. And then met Nostalgia Chick, and, oh, she's so pretty, and Paw, do you think she likes me? And it was hilarious. Like, they even acted out, like, the misspellings. Like, instead of stared, whoever did it wrote starred, so they were just like, stars. Like, just, you gotta see it. I gave it 5 stars. So I'm gonna link to that because it's just the most hysterical thing. I would feel bad about them making fun of somebody writing such a bad fanfic, but then I realized they probably got permission.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So then it's fair game. Because it was just one of those, like, what's that word? Is it narm? For just being, like, overly...
Narm is when it's trying to be serious and it comes off as ridiculous.
A little bit. What's there's another word I'm looking for that's kind of tropey, that's just trying to be, like, overly sweet and, you know, kind of lighthearted, you know, romantic, fluffy, bunny feathers, parts, sparkle, shit. Help me out here.
I think that's just called fluff.
Ah, okay. So it was a fluff. It was a fluff fic. Thank you. Couldn't figure out what the word was. Because I don't write like crap. Much. Because I don't write anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Fuck you. Oh, man.
Speaking of writing, we're just going all sorts of segues here. Speaking of writing, I do want to... restate, and I've said this on Twitter, I've posted this on both the Made a Fail website and on the Deconstructing Moya website.
Right, yes.
We are currently in the process of, I mean, we're still working through Farscape. We're past the halfway point of season 3 right now, doing Farscape Fridays, but We've just compiled all the season 1 stuff into an ebook that we're selling for $2. And
we have a book.
Well, there's it's all the stuff that's on the website minus the pictures because there's copyrights and minus the comments on the stuff. But there's a little bit of extra write ups in there. There's going to be even more write-ups in Season 2, which we're currently working on, and then once Season 3 is done, we'll then be working on compiling that.
But Kevin, she said, not prompted, why should we pay $2 for something that you can read on the internet for free?
Well, supposing that you don't have internet all over the place, Dana, I'm very glad you asked me that. I should have started with that. You can tell this is not scripted at all, because we
What's funny
totally...
is the first time I asked that, it really wasn't scripted.
Wasn't scripted this time either. Like I said, that you might not have the internet all over the place. It's in Kindle format, which I know not everybody has a Kindle, but you can get a Kindle application for most.
But then you'd be on the computer.
Not necessarily. If you've got an iPad or a an iPhone or an Android tablet or Android phone or various things that have a Kindle application, then you could take it on the go. And it's all the write-ups that we do. And plus, there's going to be additional content that's not on the website. For the first one, it's just an extra little foreword by me. But for the second one, we're going to have an extra foreword by Noel. We're going to do this in order. So
Wait,
one,
you're trusting him?
Yeah. Noel is trustworthy.
Oh, God, you were serious.
You don't want to worry about your sanity around him, but he's trustworthy with other stuff.
Don't want to worry about my sanity around him?
Yeah, because it's not going to be there. So the
did I not say that I should just change my Twitter profile to God damn it, Noel? Anyway.
You bring out the best in him.
I don't think that's the word you were looking for.
No. See, what's funny is that he wasn't like that until you were encouraging him.
I know. Continue with the ebook shilling.
Anyway, the point is, I mean, he's going to be doing a write-up for that, and then Weston will do it for the third, and Tess will do it for the fourth. We're also going to be transcribing the audio that we did for the end of Season 2, the Season 2 wrap-up.
That'll be good.
Which will be nice, and we're probably going to put in one additional written thing that is going to be exclusive to the ebook. But considering that it's $2 a season... It's totally reasonable. Totally reasonable.
Also, hey, you guys, you wrote a book.
Also, hey, you
awesome.
Guys.
You can get it on Amazon. And you can get it on, you know...
mostly just Amazon.
Yeah, mostly just Amazon. What if you have a Nook?
Then you can read it on your computer with a Kindle application.
Fuck you Nook people, right? See what
I don't know how... I knew how to put it on the Kindle store. I don't know how to put it on the Nook store. I'll be doing research into that, but Kindle's
better. So potentially
better.
Coming soon.
Potentially, although Kindle's better. Anyway.
What are we going to get hate mail for?
Anyway, so there's that.
You know what's better than both of them? Actual books.
Look, I'm not trying to... I'm not getting into this conversation again, especially because I'm not trying to be in a position to argue it. I've said my piece.
Said the guy who just said Kindle was better.
Than the Nook.
I know. So you'll antagonize some fanboys, but not all of them. You are inconsistent as hell. I love you.
I'm sure.
Can we do fan mail?
Fan mail.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
All right, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, okay. We got two Sarahs this week. We're going to try something a little new, and we're going to try maybe just skimming emails, because we may or may not have had that brought up that sometimes we take too long. But remember when we had to cut them down to just two a piece because we started getting so many?
I mean, we're glad we're getting so many.
Yeah.
But now we're just going to have to pick and choose.
So we got one from Sarah Dean about Deathly Hallows, and she was talking about how awesome it was and how she cried and clapped and everything. But I wanted to read her last paragraph where she was talking about when in doubt, fandom it out. Said, however, coming from the end of this series that has touched so many people's lives, I know that it doesn't matter where we go or the books we read, because I know that when I have children, I'll read the books to them, and I'll go to the midnight showings of the remakes and tell them about how I would go with my friends when I was their age.
I like the shudder that you did there.
But most importantly, I'll tell them how it is a story about hope and love, and whether it be reading to my grandchildren or telling my children that no matter what they do, I'll always love them. And maybe they'll look at me and they'll say, after all this time, and I know I'll always say, always.
That's what it's all about.
Fandoms and permeating other generations and corrupting them while they're young. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what worked for me.
Yeah, you're, what, a second-generation Star Trek nerd, and I'm a second-generation...
And Star Wars, yeah.
I'm a second-generation...
Oh, the Voyager's really my show, because I was able to enjoy it on my own.
Next gen, goddammit! Alright, your turn. Other Sarah.
Alright. Well, actually, yeah, for another Sarah, this is the Sarah that had written to us a few months ago, saying that she was going to be sad that... she wasn't going to be able to listen to us for a few months because she was going to Guatemala. And
that's where we got the title for that episode.
If a monkey wants your banana.
And she said, oh, I have stories to tell. Well, guess what?
We've got stories. So Sarah says, dear Dana, and of course Kevin too, thank you. Backstory, you say? I'm thrilled to provide. My friends are pretty much in agreement that my entire existence serves only as the narrative thread leading me from one series of hijinks to the next. Guatemala was no exception. I spent the first few weeks at work trying to politely convince my boss, even though I was a girl, I was capable of carrying more than my gloves and beekeeper's veil, and that it would be okay to let me handle sharp objects. Of course, my first day with a saw, I sliced the back of my hand when the log detached itself sooner than I expected. Later that week, I lacerated my finger trying to remove wax buildup on some of our equipment. I got blood on my clothes, the bench, my workplace, the floor, even on my face. I remember thinking, don't freak out, don't freak out, they'll never let you do anything again. Well, you should have been thinking, don't freak out, I need to get a tetanus shot, but that's neither here nor there. Needless to say, I was refused a machete.
Okay, you need to stop the story right there because you can't possibly end it any better than that. a lot of people's lives should end in the anecdote. Needless to say, I was refused a machete.
Yes. So, you did
top that.
Beekeeping, which... That brings up a story. Dana,
what?
You remember when we were going through that bookstore and we found the absolute worst
beekeeping
for dummies?
I just remembered.
Yeah.
Like, why is that even a thing? Why should something that complicated and
if
dangerous...
you're going to be doing...
If you're a dummy.
Yeah, if you need a self-help book to do beekeeping, don't do beekeeping.
Beekeeping should be limited to Neil Gaiman. That's it. Not even kidding. He keeps bees. Because, you know, clearly insane.
Oh, I saw him. Did I tell you that I saw him?
Yes.
So,
repeatedly,
that was cool.
At Discworld Con, which you're still kind of on a high about.
That was cool.
Ooh, are you planning on any other cons?
Nope.
Oh, I want you to come to MAGFest.
That would be great if I had money.
Oh, I don't really have money either. I have to pay off... other expenses before I can even start saving, but...
Right, before you should even go to conventions, or even talk about going to conventions.
I know, but... my friend Brita is going to pay for, like... We're splitting a room with, like, four people, so the hotel costs are going to be, like, $100 as opposed to $450 or something like that. And I think George said he was going to help out with travel costs, so... It's doable. You know, I gotta finish paying, you know, other shit, but yeah, I think it's January. If you go to magfest.org, it's a music and gaming festival, hence the name. It's January 5th through the 8th, 2012. And a whole shitload of people from that guy with the glasses are gonna be there. And a lot of my D&D group is going to be there, and I'm really, really excited. I'm pretty sure Linkara is going to be there, and I'm really, really excited to finally see him in person. I know Lord Cat's going to be there, Rolati is going to be there. Rolati and I totally have to hang out. And also, Wizard World New Orleans is also in January, but at the end of the month. That is January 28th through the 29th. Go to wizardworld.com/home-New Orleans.html. I'll link it. But yeah, it's going to be awesome. They got Mike Deodato Jr. is going to be there. Tyler Kirkham's going to be there. Barry Kitson. Let's see, Greg Horn. This one asshole who drew Fallen Angel. Yeah, JK is going to be there. It's going to be awesome. Because he's actually going to be staying with us. And I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no booze in the house. None.
Because he's going to drink it all. Yeah.
Yes, yes. That's the joke. So anyways, that's going to be a blast. Oh God, can you imagine JK on Bourbon Street? Can you remotely imagine? You know there's going
to
be...
Yeah, they're just going to have to rename it Street after he's...
I'm telling him you said that. That's hysterical. But yeah, there's going to be drunken karaoke, and it's going to be glorious, and I'm going to try really hard to videotape it. Why do I keep saying videotape? That's so anachronistic.
It may be anachronistic, but damn it, it's appropriate, because that's what it's called.
But it's not tape, it's digital. How about I'm going to record it?
No, you're going to say videotape and like it, damn it.
Don't you tell me what to do. You're not my mom of me.
Your mom of you.
Yes. It's like you're not the
that,
boss.
That is totally a phrase, apparently.
You should steal it.
No, that's okay.
Anyway,
I actually have real English to speak.
To read me, because I'm speaking English good. Right, so next month, getting into
we were told that we should have a made up fail panel. We were told this, and it would be awesome, but
yeah,
we have no money.
Guy says he wants to do a made up fail panel, and I'm like, only if it's
so that means that so that means that you're paying for us to go there, right?
But if there's ever a point where there's that guy with the glasses con, I think maybe we should pay for maybe a panel. If it's in Chicago.
Well, if there's an actual that guy with the glasses convention, I mean, I'm sure we'll be able to get a panel.
Yeah.
Because we
what the hell would
know
we talk
like
about?
Half of them, so.
What the fuck would we talk about? I don't know either.
Podcasting? I mean, generally, panels are, we talk for a bit and then we answer questions. I guess that if people have questions for us, maybe we could do like a general podcasting panel.
No, that's what it's going to be.
No, but maybe we can just get a, because they have a couple podcasts on theirs too. Maybe we can just see if we can get on to a podcasting general panel. So, because. I don't know. I mean, we have no money, so we shouldn't even be talking about this right now.
I know.
We have no money.
If it's in Chicago, there's more of a chance that you'd be able to go. I can always schlep up there. So. Oh, it'll be fun.
See, the problem would that then be that I would be at a convention, so.
It's just an idea. It's just a thing. It's very nebulous. It's not even like, you know,
it's like pre-nebulous. It's like one molecule of gas.
Oh, speaking of, I think we gotta go, man.
That segue just fell off a cliff. So.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, that was not cool. That was not cool, Kevin.
Anyway, so I think we're wrapping it up.
Yep, next month, DC Reboot.
I shudder to think what's going to happen. So, this has been episode, 45 are we on now?
45, baby.
45 of Made a Fail. Thank you guys all for listening. Have a wonderful night. If you enjoyed listening to Made of Fail, have any questions or general comments, please contact us at madeoffail.net or comment on the episode directly at made-of-fail-pc.livejournal.com.
You can also email us at made_of_fail@yahoo.com, and our Twitter account is made_of_fail.
Unless otherwise stated, the opinions expressed in the show are those of the individuals and do not reflect the opinions of Made to Fail Productions or any of its partners.
All rights reserved and no infringement is intended.
This has been a Made to Fail production. All right, we're good.
Hour 13. That's good.
Well, minus the pre-conversation, so probably about an hour.
Oh, good. That felt good. That was a good length, and I just realized how that sounded when I said that.
Good night, Dana. Seriously, good night, Dana.